But the spelt name's different. Was, a Neil instead of Neil. Neil came later.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Neil, there's some wise people. They originally settled this, the Scottish Presbyterian group down here.
Yeah.
They came from Robeson, County, North Carolina. R-O-B-E-S-O-N is the way they spelled it. Now, I'm not sure. And they stopped over in Mississippi for two or three years, several years. In the meantime, he and one of his slaves, servant, left his wife and all his slaves over there around Union Church, Mississippi. And they came, of course, up the Washita River and got off down that old Champagnole and then walked down through the county here, came out here and found a logical place he thought to settle. They built a cabin and they were gone 2 years on this trip over here, and when till they got back from the time they left Union Church, Mississippi, till they got back. So then they came, of course, you know, most of them came over the old Natchez Trace down to Natchez and then went down the river on a raft or flatboat, then came up the Washita. Of course, Washita River was a road, and that was a reason for the way they came in here, because it was almost impossible to cross through here by land from the Mississippi River because of the slough, and you know, and so the water covered so much of that area, you know,
yeah,
back for miles this side of Mississippi River, as in woods and all. Because some of them that did, they said that it would drive, you know, with a wagon and teams of oxen and water all day, and then cut trees and lay their mattress on and sleep on it up above the water at night, you know, coming through there. So most of them came by flatboat up here. So he was one of the, was first one to settle. In the meantime, then he had gotten two of his brothers interested. His father had died. His father was named Fenelon McCory, but his mother and two sons and their family, Daniel, his wife, Nancy, and Fenelon, and then Jane, his wife Jane, came. They left in 1841 in North, from North Carolina, and they came on, and then others from that area followed them soon. Of course, this community in here was known as Scotland until 1896, when the railroad came down here.
Yes.
And so they built this community in here and established the Presbyterian Church out here, Scotland Church. It was named that because